Positive education seeks to build resilience and well-being in students while encouraging them to give back to their communities. The benefits go way beyond the schoolroom. The Wire's Angus Fowler reports.
The Positive Education Schools Association, known as PESA, supports schools across the country with advice on where to get training, funding, and how to implement programs. Simon Murray is the chairman of PESA. He says the benefits are seen across the board, with everyone seeing the value, especially teachers.
Teachers are taught about positive education through the lens of their own well-being. To a T, those teachers are saying this is the single most valuable professional development that I've ever received. It's a game changer for themselves because it immediately impacts on their own well-being. And it then, at the same time, gives them the knowledge and skills to be able to bring positive education to the students that they teach.
Simon Murray says parents are also involved, improving relationships with their children.
When a parent nurtures a child focusing on their strengths, we see that child soar. If parenting is simply focusing on what is wrong with the child, all you're ever trying to do is to eliminate those weaknesses and get the child to being okay. Why not focus on the positives?
Simon Murray says more work needs to be done to ensure that people understand the benefits of positive education.
The challenges of bringing it to scale and the decision makers having a knowledge of it and knowing what the data is saying, and then it's a matter of being able to resource it. Another challenge, we see this in countries like China, there's a concern amongst some that if you put a focus onto well-being, that you take the focus off the academic. And it's quite the contrary. It's not an either-or, it's a both.
Simon Murray says there are all sorts of arguments you can put forward to support positive education from an economic and health point of view.
Why not have a preventative approach to mental illness and promote mental health? We know 1 in 4 Australian males, 1 in 5 Australian females at some stage in their life will suffer from some form of mental illness. We can enable more people to live functional and fulfilling lives.
Simon Murray's message of fulfilment through a focus on wellness is echoed by Justin Robertson, director of the Institute of Positive Education at Geelong Grammar School.
We wake up every day and we endeavour to lead our life and live our life in a rich, full and meaningful way that can support and nurture other people's well-being and also support and nurture our own growth and well-being.
Positive education adopts principles from PERMA. The acronym encourages focusing on positive emotion, engagement, relationships with self and others, meaning and accomplishment. Justin Robertson says he has seen benefits at Geelong Grammar in the 10 years since they adopted the model.
A lot of teachers have said we know one another in a deeper way, in a better way. We have stronger relationships. We know one another's character strengths. An interesting example with our students is that so we now no longer have detention. That doesn't mean we don't have students who don't make mistakes, but we certainly have noticed far less recidivism, far less repeat mistakes. The way that the mistake is then spoken to with the students that understand their actions and certainly showing and ensuring that the student feels cared for. And we think some of the work on our relationship management has strengthened our students' behaviour and also their relationships with one another and also with our staff.
Justin Robertson says positive education can help young people be more resilient when experiencing emotional or mental health issues.
So many of our young people around Australia and around the world aren't flourishing, having high levels of mental illness, high levels of anxiety and depression. Education has the opportunity to assist in this area, can teach these skills and knowledge to young people in a scope and sequence that evolves from early learning centres through to year 12. So you leave school with academic skills and knowledge and research skills and a love of learning, hopefully, but you also leave school with kind of a love of life.
Justin Robertson, Director of the Institute of Positive Education at Geelong Grammar, ending that report from The Wire's Angus Fowler.